This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we have got one of the most prominent, successful lawyers at battling the COVID tyranny. You know, round two is coming. We need to get ahead of this. Joining us in the studio in about 15 minutes. I've got a ton of news to hit next segment to blitz through. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up. Then we got David Icke. We got Mark Dice. We got so much coming up today during this emergency broadcast that runs until midnight tomorrow. My friends, wars don't just cost blood. And they don't just cost will and courage. They take a lot of planning. They take a lot of focus. And they take a lot of money. And most revolutionaries rob banks and kidnap people and do all sorts of really hardcore stuff to win a war. I'm not doing any of that. I am selling products in the free market system that America affords me to fund my operation from the grassroots instead of from George Soros, the New World Order. I could have snapped my fingers years ago and instantly joined their cohort, but I love God and I love you and I love myself and my family, and I'm not selling my soul for a little bit of short power. And I look at these globalists, how unhappy they are and how soulless. It's all an illusion. It's all a fraud. But I can't stay on air without your support. And you've seen that we've declared limited bankruptcy, reorganization. We're totally maxed out. We don't have all this money the mainstream media and others are lying about. They put those stories out, thousands of articles a week, telling you that I've got all this money, lying, because why? They don't want you to support us because they actually have our financials through Discovery and know we're on the verge of shutting down. But it's very simple. If we get a few million dollars in, that will allow me to be able to buy product out into the future, pay our legal bills, keep the crew employed, and operate for the next year. That's the underage we've got right now. And I need to see that money to come in so that I can make those purchases and do those things and have that planning so we can continue on with what we're doing and a lot of other really exciting stuff that's a few months behind but is 9 months pregnant. I mean, we've got incredible stuff in store for you. Scout's honor on my soul. We need to complete these operations, okay? And you've brought us here together, so thank you. I humbly ask you for financial support right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get books, get films, get T-shirts. I get the Alex Jones Was Right shirt that triggers leftist authoritarians. But also get something new that I got approached about over a year ago by a major bank that owns a major mint here in the U.S., and I started doing business with the bank because we were being debanked everywhere, so I was doing banking with MIM. They're great people. We're on air because of them. They had a subdivision of mints, the gold, silver, you name it. And they said, listen, you want to fund yourself? These are really popular. And in like 1 month, they sold 300,000 of these collectible cards with a gold bar of 999 gold, and then inside of it, it's got the hologram and all the rest of it. So they said, you should have some of your original art with a hologram and then have the gold in it. And they said, we sold 300,000 of these for $170. I said, well, what's the markup there? And they said, well, these are costing us like $40. Then, you need the profit. I said, well, let's sell them for $130. The next one's $99. The next one's, $75. Because I just want folks to get them, and I need the funds. And so we're making like $50 a piece on these. But it's a piece of history, and it's what we need to stay on air. So it's a great memento. You should go right now, ladies and gentlemen, to InfoWarsStore.com. It's right there on the front page. You can buy it at InfoWarsStore.com or the great folks that are the Mint. You can find out about all of that as well by linking through at InfoWarsGold.com. So these are amazing folks, and it's a very exciting limited edition one-time run of 25,000 of these Alex Jones exclusive InfoWars Republic Defense War Bond for Liberty, on the front with the gold bar embedded, and then it's got the powerful sheepdog or mastiff chasing the wolf. And that's what this is all about. It's about conversion. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we've already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, a really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering, you talk about spreading the word, you talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt, we need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com, Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history, support free speech, be a maverick, be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two of the embattled InfoWars operation. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have a special guest joining us coming up in the next segment. And I've got all this huge news to hit. I've got the military news, the economic news, the over 20 major food packing, meat packing factories blowing up, burning up all over the U.S. We've got that insane mystery. We've got a lot to cover here today. But I wanted to hit two things that I saw on InfoWars.com this morning when I was up at 5 a.m. doing research. And the first one is a little Darren McBreen piece he's put out that just shows the insanity of these people. Beware of these four words. This is Brian Stelter and others. So is the New York Times saying, do not do your own research. Do not ask questions. Those are headlines. I've got a whole stack here saying dictators are good. Freedom is bad. I'll show you that in a minute. I mean, my job's not hard now to prove they're evil. But see, they want us off the air so they can cut your food and water off with social credit scores and new lockdowns and make you accept that like they're doing in Shanghai, China right now. So beware of these four words. Here it is.
Four words. Four little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they?
Do your own research.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research. And more likely, you're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
That phrase, do your own research, is popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
In other words, CNN says, don't do your own research.
What are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Well, today, the deer antler guy was sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the Capitol riot.
The same phrase, do your research, is being peddled by some people who do have ill intent, who want to push you down certain paths, who want to, either for profit reasons or for geopolitical reasons, want to make sure that you are reading certain information as opposed to listening to authoritative sources.
And you will respect my authority.
So what should be an actually smart idea, especially in the U.S. with such a lack of funding and media literacy and all of these issues, it can really actually help make things worse.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little phrase.
Here's the four words that are helping to spread vaccine misinformation. Are you ready? According to CNN, here they are. your own research.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. It's a sneaky little phrase.
That's right, folks. CNN here to tell you, don't look into these things for yourself. Don't do your own research. Don't question anything. Just listen and obey.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Once again, the media is clamoring to tell you to stop looking into stuff for yourself. Do your own research. Those four words are hurting the U.S. pandemic response, CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter said on Reliable Sources Sunday.
Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. He's telling them, don't even trust satire, don't trust anything but CNN.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech.
That video went up yesterday, and it's got 250,000 views. It needs 10 million views to save America and the world. Beware of these four words in the Darren McBreen section of Band.Video, or I'm going to have it posted to the front page of InfoWars.com again, and under the live show feed of my broadcast today, we are going to have it reposted there as well. I mean, that is just insane. And I've got the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of them saying, don't do your own research, don't question, just do what we say. Hey, when somebody's doing that, you're in a cult, okay? Okay? I mean, you know I'm not making this up. You know, let me show you a few headlines right here. Washington Post, it's time to give these elites a bigger say in choosing the president. Look at that. Democracy works better when there's less of it. Financial Times of London. Bloomberg, to save democracy, we need a few good dictators. These are not the good people, folks. These are the bad people. Now, Savannah Hernandez does a great job for Truth Social with Trump. She also does some work with us again. We love her. She first got her start here with us. And she's posting all of her great work to Band.Video. And there's a larger edit of this. It's like an hour of it. I'm just going to play a few minutes of it. Hundreds of women on video saying, I want to kill babies after they're born. It's my right. I mean, these people are disconnected from reality. They're basically soulless. They're in a trance. And they're just regurgitating whatever the new talking point is. Like, oh, the new thing is kill babies after they're born? Okay. And then now that's the new received knowledge with multiple states passing laws. They can do that. I mean, and now it's kill the old people. It's kill everybody. So the report is on Savannah Hernandez's section on Band.Video. Just go to Band.Video, click the left-hand corner. You'll see a bunch of the great channels. And that's also posted on InfoWars.com. The pro-abortion crowd is out of control. That's a great headline, but it just should be pro-abortionists or liberals call for killing babies up to 7 days after birth. I mean, that's really what it is. And again, that's 28,000 views. Went up yesterday. It needs 100 million views. Look at these people. These are feminine women. Where is their maternal instinct? Well, it's been driven out of them. Here they are.
This is Savannah Hernandez here in Venice Beach. Now, California is trying to pass a bill to legalize infanticide 7 days post-birth. Let's go see what Californians think of the bill.
So I prefer that most women make their decisions at 8 weeks, but I'm also in support of 10 months out of the womb.
So you think babies should be aborted 10 months after they're born?
If the mother wants to, yes.
I think them kids, so if like you want to get a late term abortion, like that's up to you. You know, I've had an abortion too, and it was my choice, and I'm happy I had that choice. Because if you're talking about like post birth, that's not considered an abortion. Like, you can look up abortion in the dictionary.
So would it be considered murder at that point?
I mean, if somebody were to, abandon their child in the dumpster, they would be, and they were found, like, yes, they would be charged. Like, there are actual cases of that happening. That's child neglect. And anyone who's putting their child in harm's way, like, I think there should be definitely, like, things put in place to make sure that children are safe. Anything that is, you know, pre-birth, if it involves termination of a fetus, that's considered an abortion. I 100% support it. I've had an abortion myself. I'm not a bad person because I made the choice that was right for me, and now I have a life that I enjoy, and I wouldn't take it back.
Would you guys get an abortion again?
Yes. 100%. 100 times. I'd do it multiple times. until I feel that I'm ready to parent, that's a choice I'll continue to make.
So basically, like, if they have their baby, they can neglect them for 7 days, and if the baby dies, then they can't be held criminally liable. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, I agree. I think whatever, like, helps women and helps them achieve their, like, dreams and however that needs to, like, happen is definitely acts to help that is helping all of us.
So they sell these women on your getting ahead in life. Now you can kill your baby after it's born. They're like, yeah, I want to have fun. I want to. Do you think in a world like that you're going to be safe, sweetheart? Do you think in a world like that there's going to be a civilization? They don't know. And they're led by Hollywood and led by the corporate culture. And you sit there and you look at these women. And no matter how attractive they are, those at the end are very attractive. They're dumber than a box of rocks, and so they're ugly to me. I mean, you have a woman with a big old hook nose and 100 pounds overweight who's awake, and she's more sexy than those women. Those women are dead inside. And I'm not their enemy. I wish there was a way to wake them up. I wish there was a way to get, you know, get to them. But this is what we've created, ladies and gentlemen, and it's disgusting. All right, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We got a big guest on the front lines of the fight for human liberty joining us. Thomas Renz, attorney on the whole COVID power grab straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all for your support. The Money Bomb's live. I want to thank you all for making straight donations. Thank you. You know who you are. Infowarsstore.com, big donation button right there at the top.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did a great job, and he's going to be on the War Room later today. He's on Mike Adams' show later. We're in the middle of our... How long is this broadcast? 8 a.m. until midnight tomorrow. How many hours is that live? How many hours is it? It's 40 hours live. The InfoWars Money Bomb is live now to keep us on the air. And I wanted to talk to Thomas Renz, who's a great lawyer who has been in the hearings and testifying at the legislatures and to senators about what's really happening and really been ahead of the curve exposing Pfizer and Moderna. And I wanted to get his take in studio on where that fight is and where we're going with this biomedical team. But you also wanted to get into Noah Harari. You wanted to get into the food shortages, the shutdowns that are happening, and the whole Great Reset. It's great to have you here, brother, and thanks for the support.
Oh, man, I'm so glad to be here, Alex. What an honor to be in the studio with you. And man, listen, I want to plug support Alex Jones. Man, if you're watching this, this guy's been getting the truth out for years. You got to support this guy. Don't just say, hey, I want to make a difference and then not do anything. Support this guy. This all takes money to do. We got to support our freedom fighters.
Well, they're coming after everybody right now and trying to disqualify MTG and other members of Congress from rerunning and just trying to destroy everybody. So I think the listeners get that. You, though, have been particularly successful. I'm not going to laud all the stuff you've done. It would take 2 hours. But give us – you do a really good boil down on the current state of the biomedical takeover, why they backed off the COVID attack for a while because of, I think, people exposing them, and what you think they're planning next. And just kind of give us an update on that.
Well, so, you know, basically we were kicking their butts in the PR and the media everywhere. We're hitting the courts. We're hitting all this stuff, right? And what was going on is, you know, the PR was so bad on this. If people were waking up right and left, so they needed a distraction. So we started a war with Ukraine, right? Well, the war with Ukraine did a bunch of things. So first of all, we got the Hunter Biden connections. And we've got the globalist connection. So in the Ukraine, you've got, first of all, you've got Soros' piggy bank. All these guys run money through there. It's a corrupt nation. Second of all, you've got Hunter Biden, who is funding these biolabs. So, and let me lay this out. This isn't speculation, Alex. This is.
Oh, it's on record.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. So we've got the evidence on this. Hunter Biden, who bought, his firm bought a big stake in this company called Metabiota. Metabiota was in Wuhan when they were creating SARS-CoV-2. In fact, in 2015, we got the press release where they were very excited that they created SARS-2, which sounds a little bit like SARS-CoV-2, but I'm sure it's totally different. Well, you know, listen, so this same company, the same Metabiota, also had ties with the Ukrainian biolabs, you know, that don't exist according to our corrupt administration. Well, so Metabiota is tied in, all these groups. Well, the labs over in Ukraine also, one of them got a grant in 2019, October of 2019, which is before COVID-19 existed, if you believe the narrative, to study COVID-19. Now, listen, if they got a grant, that means someone created the grant, wrote the grant, applied for the grant, and received the grant. October 2019, COVID-19 didn't exist. So how did they do this before COVID-19 existed? So we have, you know, Hunter Biden.
No, exactly. And that goes back to what we know about what happened in China. They were preparing this years before. They had patented, as you said, 2016-17. They're caught red-handed.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And we've seen this over and over again. They've been caught red-handed. So, you know, we've got things. Reports are coming. I don't know about this. You know, I know that I talked to some friends out of the U.K., some vets from the U.K. military, some special forces, had went over, and they were going to try and volunteer their services to help with this disaster in the Ukraine. They said when they got to the border, the Ukrainians turned them away, said, listen, if you cross the border, we're going to tear up your passports. There's no body armor.
Oh, that's confirmed now.
Oh, that's been confirmed?
They basically take them as prisoners, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. So, you know, these guys were telling me firsthand that this is what they experienced. Sounds like they don't want people seeing what's happening over there. I mean, you've seen. I mean, we've seen the video of, you know, people in body bags getting up before the film was over and the cardboard cutout guns.
And Snake Island didn't happen and all of it.
Oh, I mean, so, you know, listen, I don't have confirmation. I don't really know what's going on over there. But what I do know is that it's a corrupt piggy bank for the globalists. There's ties with Hunter Biden all over the place. There's reports that Russia was hitting these bio labs. And there's the globalists having a fit over this because it's supposedly or potentially slowing down their plans. These are things that really seem to fit the narrative, and we've got so much evidence tying this all together that it's kind of hard to ignore. I mean, at minimum, we ought to be having legitimate investigations into what's going on, but we can't even get an investigation that's real as to the origin of COVID-19.
Well, that's right. I kept asking, how are they going to cover up the vaccine damage? How are they going to cover up the lab origin, which is proven? And I said, a war, financial collapse, and then now we're here.
Yeah, well, and you, I got to tell you, the last 3 years have been a red pill for me, Alex. I just, the number of times, I didn't see the Alex was the right t-shirt thing until today. I need three of them. I didn't have any idea. And, you know, listen, I'm not blowing sunshine. You were. You were just correct. And, you know, but here's the thing.
But just so you know, I'm not that smart. They basically telegraph what they're going to do.
They do.
And that's my job, is to get everybody else who's smart but not thinking like a psycho to go, hey, you might want to read what Klaus Schwab says because they're doing it.
Well, here's the thing, right? So, listen, as a guy who a couple years ago thought this was all nonsense, you know, it's conspiracy theory, right? Well, but here's the thing. When I look at Yuval Noah Harari, who's an advisor for Schwab, who keeps getting invited back to the New York Times, who gets, you know, welcomed to all these universities, who sits down with Angela
Red Merkel, carpet treatment,
Macron, all of these people.
You have no free will. Humans are bad. We're going to get rid of you.
Jesus Christ is fake news. There is no God.
Except I'm going to be God, he says.
Oh, yeah. We're God. And guess who's going to be in charge? Now, it's interesting. He says these guys are saying things like, I'm going to hack human beings. I'm going to take your free will. Okay, if you take my free will, what you're doing is enslaving me, right? So this guy is a pro-slave guy. He makes statements on a regular basis.
So the high priest of Davos Group is literally like Satan.
He says,
I'm taking your free will. You're going to die. I rule you. I mean, and we're like supposed to go, oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Alex, I'm uncomfortable even saying it, but he's saying it.
That's the thing. It's crazy. I agree. You feel crazy saying what they said, but they're saying it.
Listen, I'm an attorney. I've got a transcript in the form of a book or videos of this guy saying it. What am I supposed to deny that?
Well, he puts it in his books.
Oh, it's everywhere. I can't deny that he's saying it. He is saying we want to enslave.
Crazy guy on the side of the street. He's literally the high priest of the Davos Group being worshipped by the media.
Obama talking about how great this guy is. All of these people are talking about how great this guy is, and what he's saying is so ridiculous that it makes me uncomfortable to talk about because I like to think that I'm credible. But
you say it perfectly. In fact, I want to take the clip of him the last 2 minutes and put that on the front of this interview we'll put out later at Bandai Video. We're obviously live right now, but Thomas Renz just knocked it out of the park. I mean, you feel dirty saying what they said, but it's real. And then the media goes, it's not real. No one wants world government. No one wants your free will. And then they're like, Davos Group, bring him forward. Your will is gone. We put chip in you. Tell them, Noah. Yes, we're going to get rid of all of you. It's wonderful. I kill you. And you're like, what? I mean, you know, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we've already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Financial, cultural, spiritual emancipation from this tyranny. And if we're defending ourselves, physical as well, we have a right to defense. Thomas Renz is a great lawyer, had a huge effect all over the country with lawsuits and actions against the COVID tyranny. You wanted to get into your Substack, renz-law.com, R-E-N-Z-law.com, but get into what's happening currently with the COVID takeover and then all these other facets we're getting into, Harari, the high priest of the Davos Group, and his declaration of war against free will. I mean, this is just biblical stuff.
Oh, it is. It is. Well, and you know, it's interesting because, again, it's uncomfortable to talk about, but they're making it biblical. When you start making references to things that are, you know, the seemingly antichrist. I mean, there's talking about, you know, you can't participate in commerce without a, you know, mark, a tracking mechanism. You know,
there will be a chip under the skin, and if you do not do what we want, you die.
Yeah, and they're saying it. I'm not saying it. I think it's insane. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. It's absurd. But here's
but they're doing it.
Well, they are. And what can I do? Should I deny it? I mean, this would be like me going into court over a murder case and saying, you know, it's ridiculous that this guy used a chainsaw to cut someone up. So I can't, I'm just not going to bring that in because I don't like it. It's
exactly like, why do you wear a clown mask and rape the kids? I mean, he did it. These people are nuts.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say it because it sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, but they're saying it. And apparently, you know, they've got the power to do it. These are global leaders. When they say that...
Let me ask that question. I'm interrupting. Why do you think they're saying it openly, then having corporate media say it isn't true? Is that gaslighting or what is that?
You know, I think everything about this is scripted, planned, and coordinated. You know, when you look at, like, serial killers, okay? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, if you're telling me you want to enslave the globe,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling me that... Mm-hmm. And he said
that right. It's all serial killer psychology, how they plan it all out.
Nazis didn't have enough power. KGB didn't have enough. That's what Harari's out there saying this. He's saying that Goebbels understood this. So this guy's like, he's a Jew and a Nazi sympathizer, which is bizarre. You've got a guy who's got some serious, serious issues. I don't know why. You know, listen, serial killers like to put out announcements about how many people they kill, and they like to brag about it. I don't know why. These psychopaths...
So Benjamin Brzezinski once got up on C-SPAN and said, I did not kill 30% of the population of... it was Pol Pot in the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. He goes, but I had him do it. And they clapped. Oh, you kill. They get off on it. Sorry, I'm interrupted.
No, but you're right. You're right. So I don't, you know, why do they want to brag about it? I don't know. But what I do know is it's so ridiculous that what they're saying, that when I repeat what they say, yeah, the mainstream's going to say, this sounds crazy. Who'd believe this? Well, I agree with you. Who would believe it? But why are they saying it then? Ask them, not me.
Your free will is over.
Oh, my God.
Humans are over. Ha!
Yeah, it's insanity. It is insanity. But the thing about it is, when you've got that kind of insanity, and you've got them speaking to and working with, and world leaders saying that they admire or, you know, appreciate what they're saying, that's terrifying. You know, this Harari guy has met in person with Merkel. He has met in person with the president of France, Macron. I mean, Obama said he's, you know, he's an amazing author. Can you imagine, Alex, can you imagine if you had a known Nazi sympathizer come on this show, what you'd deal with? Can you imagine if President Donald Trump invited a known Nazi sympathizer to come back over and over again and speak? Can you imagine if he associated or you associated with a guy who said, it's just too bad the KGB and the Nazis didn't have this kind of power? I mean, the world...
For those who don't know, he wants authoritarianism. I showed articles earlier, Bloomberg, Washington Post, saying we need dictators. I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore.
No. And what they're saying, here's what's important, right? So you've got to understand, it's sick, and there's hypocrisy when we talk about the fact that, you know, these guys are associating with a known Nazi sympathizer, and the New York Times invites them back. But here's the thing. Why does this matter to you and I? Okay? It matters because these are the same guys who, when they're talking about hacking humans and all this other ridiculous nonsense, they're talking about digital currency. Now, I don't know about the technology to hack a human. I don't know. You know, I just don't have anything on that. I can only take them at their word. But digital currency, I do know about. It's feasible. All they have to do is implement it. But why would you implement digital currency? It's only for control. It's for tracking.
They meant programmable tokens to decide what you even spend it on.
Absolutely.
They will control, not to surveil, but control what your money can buy.
Right. And if guess what? Why do you trust someone who says that they want to hack human beings? Why?
And isn't it crazy that we got warned 2,000 years ago in the Bible? Like, exactly this would happen, and now it's happening.
Well, it's almost like they're following the all the bad parts of Revelations to try and make
They're using it as an owner's manual.
It's insanity. I mean, who wants to lie?
By the way, you can watch hours of Harari and Schwab. Schwab says all the same stuff. You have no free will, put chip in you, kill most, it's good. You have nothing, you like it. I mean, it's like, what? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Alex, I got to tell you, as an attorney, as someone who's tried very hard to remain very credible on the COVID, I really thought long and hard. I want to talk about this publicly. Because it sounds insane. It just, every time I say it, I feel like, man, have I lost
But even mind? Dr. Malone, everybody else is coming out because it's true. He goes and others speak to huge ballrooms, and when they talk about, we need to have sex with children, they all wiggle around and giggle. We're going to kill everyone. It's like, it's a form of degeneracy to like just, they're getting off on this, playing God.
They are. And, you know, the thing about it is so. Why does the COVID guy look at this, right? Why isn't Rems just that guy looking at COVID? Yeah, I am. So guess what? Here's what I found when I looked at COVID. So Anthony Fauci's a crook, right? But so are all of these presidents and other people all over the world. How do you know, if you're a crook, you're doing this for a reason. Make money, power, whatever. Who has the ability to pay off, buy off, give power, give whatever it is that Anthony Fauci, that Macron, that Merkel, that all of these global scumbags are doing? Who has the kind of power and money necessary to make this happen? And you got to understand, so if I put Anthony Fauci in jail tomorrow, I feel great about that. But they're going to put a new scumbag in and they're going to buy him off, right?
Exactly. It's like shark teeth. There's just endless.
There's endless. So what I got to do is I got to ask myself, okay, someone somehow bought these people off to put this global death jab out there. Who did it? How did I get to the head of the snake? And when I start looking at the head of the snake, what I find is this, and this is an evidence thing. And again, I can't deny.
No, Jeff, you can't just arrest the low-level soldiers. You got to go after the kingpin.
Absolutely. You got to cut out the head. The head of the snake's got to be gone. So, you know, when I start looking, here's what I find. You know, I hear, because I work with all of the freedom fighters all over the country. You know, Mike Flynn and Clay Clark and, you know, everyone. So, you know, I'm talking to these guys and, you know, they're telling me, well, we see this in the election. We see this in January 6th. Hey, you know, this stuff with these pedophiles pushing this nonsense in schools, this sick nonsense on young children. When I start looking at who's behind COVID, who's pulling the strings for the Anthony Fauci's? It's the same people.
It's Bill Gates. It's the Rockefeller Foundation. It's the exact same people.
It's always the same people. And so I had this epiphany not this long ago. And, you know, a friend of mine had given me some information and some new information. Yeah, I got whistleblowers all over the place giving me all sorts of data. And if I could
make. Yeah, we should add, you brought a lot of cases of big whistleblowers that have devastated them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got massive amounts of whistleblower data. I mean, I've made maybe a
But your point is we can't just fight heads of the Hydra. We got to fight the heart of the Hydra.
We got to get to the heart. And the thing about this is the heart is not Anthony Fauci. The heart is beyond that. So you start looking, and these globalists, and, you know, it's hard to tell where one ends and the other begins. Is China part of it, or are they against it? Well, kind of both from what I'm seeing.
Exactly. It's all an agenda they're building, but they compete with each other over who gets the power.
Yeah.
So they're all building the takeover and then fighting over who gets the control. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thomas Renz.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thomas Renz is a lawyer who's been battling the whole COVID tyranny at point blank range and having big victories. Renz-law.com. You find him on Substack as well. Amazing work. But you're absolutely right. Identifying this as a larger globalist agenda, not just fighting one head of the Hydra's key. Please continue.
Well, and that's really the key. And what I've found is, you know, when we start looking at that, then we start seeing connections. And I'll give you a couple great examples. So let's take Amazon, right? Jeff Bezos owns Amazon. He also owns the Washington Post. When the COVID lockdowns occur, Amazon starts making insane amounts of money because, first of all, they're eliminating competition. The small businesses, mid-sized businesses were all shut down, and most of them went out of business. So it was a huge win for them. Meanwhile, sales for online deliveries, they skyrocket. Well, small businesses don't have an online delivery system like Amazon, so you know they lost. Amazon wins big. Now, do you think that Jeff Bezos is going to allow the press, the Washington Post that he owns, to publish anything bad about the lockdowns or about the vaccines or anything else? No, he's not.
So this is beyond insider trading.
Oh, it's way beyond. And this is fundamental. And this is where we see companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. So, Alex,
you were telling me during the break. This is amazing.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's a lot of talk about the food shortage and supply chain shortage. Well, it's all manufactured. So Union Pacific, the railroad company that's responsible for most of the fertilizer shipments and, you know, most of the important farmland in the country, has just decided that they're going to cut way back on shipments of fertilizer this year in the spring during planting season.
Wow.
Now, wait a second. They don't have to do this. And the Biden administration, who's telling us there might be food shortages, if they cared, would certainly do something about it. But guess what? Nobody's saying a word.
This is the destruction of the country, the cutting off the pipelines, everything. And then Kudlow goes, why is Biden so dumb? He's not dumb. They're following an agenda to collapse the country.
Yeah, well, and Biden's pooping his pants in a corner somewhere. He doesn't even know what he's doing. But his administration, the people around him, are all crooks. And so here's what's happening, though. Union Pacific Railroad, that for no apparent reason decided that they're not going to ship fertilizer, well, who are they owned by? Well, their two biggest stakeholders are BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock and Vanguard are the two biggest holders or financial managers in the world. They're huge. They control everything. So
we don't have powerful financial institutions trying to empower people. They're at war with us. Please continue.
Oh, they are. But here's how it works, and here's why this is important, and here's how this ties in with COVID and everything else. What we have is we have a series of what you'd call vertical monopolies. You have companies that own entire chains. From the creation of product to the sales of the product to the, you know, getting the resources, they own everything. And what they do is they own a whole bunch of different industries as well. And they use their positions in one industry to help them profit in another. So BlackRock, for example, owns assets in everything. Everything. And, you know,
there's some estimates they'll have like 98% of everything within a decade.
Oh, it's insane.
I mean, this is economic warfare.
It absolutely is. It's the consolidation of power and money into the hands of a few. It's the greatest wealth transfer in world history. And what they're doing is they're using various industries to create this kind of war on freedom. So, you know, the vaccines and Pfizer and, you know, this whole COVID thing is a massive thing. Schwab told us it's part of this great reset. It's a great opportunity. Meanwhile, you've got groups like BlackRock and Vanguard that are leveraging their position in one industry to create issues in another, creating emergencies. Guess what? They made tons of money off of the vaccine, the COVID crisis. They're going to make tons of money off of a food crisis that they're manufacturing. They're going to make tons of money off of an energy crisis. Anything that they can manufacture that's a crisis, they're going to make more money on. They're going to consolidate.
And the money is just a consolidate in the social engineer.
It is, absolutely. And this is why this is so important. COVID led me here. But when I realized if I want to go after the heart of the Hydra rather than just chopping off heads, it's not just Anthony Fauci. Now, I got to get him in jail. That's just a personal goal, is to see him in orange at some point. But in any event, that's not the end of it. And we have to be smart enough to look beyond this. We can't just stop at the end of our nose. We got to see the real bad guys. Not that Anthony Fauci is not a real bad guy. He's an absolute monster.
But he's still just a little thug they control.
He's mid-level management at best, right? And that's amazing. Can you imagine how big this must be to say someone like Anthony Fauci's mid-level? He is, though. He is just a cog in the wheel. And we've got this because you look at, he's on the board for the Gates Foundation. He doesn't control the Gates Foundation, or was on the board. You know, he's doing what he's told to do by his puppet masters. Now, is the Gates Foundation in charge? No. It's bigger than even them.
Oh, it was the Rockefeller Foundation set it up with his dad. It's all them.
You can follow the law and the evolution of the law and how it's been implemented, and you can follow this evidence. And
they don't even hide it now. The Rockefeller Foundation is in charge of the U.S. and U.N. world response to COVID. I mean, they are in charge of it all. And the head of the Carnegie Group is even more powerful. He's the head of the CIA.
Well, and listen, you know, here's the thing. You want to tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist? You want to tell me this is wrong? I'm going to tell you right now, on camera, how the government, Biden, can get rid of me and every bit of disinformation that he says I'm putting out there. And I'm going to tell you how. Do two things. Eliminate immunity for vaccine manufacturers, because if it's safe and effective, why do they need immunity? So eliminate that. and then make the raw data that you've got from the 40 different collection groups and databases that you're using to determine safety and efficacy of the vaccines, make it available. I'll raise the money myself to fund an independent auditor to go through that raw data. And if you can discredit me tomorrow, and then you can say everybody in this country should get these safe and effective vaccines, because if they're not safe and effective, you can sue the manufacturer. Plus, we've shown that Renz is a crazy guy because we put the raw data out. You don't have to hide it if you're telling the truth. But you see, they keep what they do is they call guys like us crazy conspiracy theorists, but they say that, but won't share the information. These guys are liars. They're crooks. They're misleading. They're illusionists. It is nonsense from beginning.
And their excuse to be criminals and psychos is Extinction Rebellion. There's too many people, so they can do horrible things because they're ridding the earth of bad people. But it's really just their crooked cosmology and ideology, like ISIS, to do whatever the hell they want.
Alex, I didn't coin the phrase useless eaters. I mean, useless eaters.
That's right? Hitler, Joseph Goebbels.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been around for a long time, but it's one that's been adopted by this world economic.
Oh, and they say it. They say we want to get rid of you, and then they're like, oh, but what's this shot so you don't die? Wait, you want me to die, but you want me to take a shot to live?
Listen, they call us useless eaters. They say we want to hack human beings. We want to get rid of free will. We want to get
he
rid
says
of-
your free will is gone. It's over.
So let me remind us all of one of the most terrible things that we dealt with in American history. Slavery. Slavery. We had a civil war over it.
Remember Kissinger? Slavery. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But no, go ahead.
What is it if I subjugate your free will? That's slavery. It's the definition.
It is. And Kissinger wrote Sim Hart Memorandum 200. He called our military cannon fodder, dumb idiots. He calls elderly useless eaters on record. He writes books saying this.
Yeah.
He's a jerk, man. He's a piece of filth.
Or worse. Listen.
I mean, he is a damn threat.
Well, they are. They're a serious threat. They're a serious threat.
Yeah, and we're not taking it, Rockefeller and Bill Gates. We're not just rolling over for you to kill us, you bastards.
Brother, this is
I'm sick of their crap.
This is a hill I will die on. I planted my flag. We will have freedom for my children, so help me God.
I mean, look at that jerk.
Oh.
I mean, he thinks we're supposed to roll over in our graves for him so he can piss on us and plant his flag on us? No! We're not going to die, buddy.
Hell no, we aren't. We're going to fight because that's what we do. Listen, these guys have said what they want to do. They've told us what they're going to do. They've told us why they're going to do it. They've told us that we're useless eaters, that free will's a joke. They've told us they're going to take it. They're going to take control. Listen,
and we're going to show them free will, aren't we? It exists. We have it.
I sure do.
They tell you that trick. Oh, you don't have will, so you give it to them. No, I do have will, and God gave it to me like air in my sails, wind in my sails. I do have will. I have will, and I'm going to use it.
I'm going to break freedom down into three parts. There's spiritual freedom of conscience. There's bodily autonomy, the ability to move, to be free, to control what goes in and out of your body. And there is freedom of speech to communicate your thoughts and your ideas.
And it's all under attack by these bastards.
Most of that's covered in the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. The other part of freedom is the Second Amendment. Now, no one wants violence. No one wants anything but peaceful resistance. But our founding fathers knew that the ultimate check against unchecked power was the ability to defend yourself. The First Amendment and the rest of the Bill of Rights define freedom.
Thomas Renz, you're on fire. I love you in studio. We got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes of David Icke's coming up. Come back and start over what you're saying, the three types of freedom, because you're absolutely right. And folks, if you don't stand up for yourself, you're dead. If you do, we win. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.